Hello, my beautiful woman ink listeners. Welcome back. My guest this week is the incredible Jilly Hendricks. After years of DJ gigs and late night events, Jilly was on the search for a lower alcohol version of her favorite spirit. With only a few better for you unflavored versions on the market, Jilly founded Body with the idea that not all vodka needs to be 40% alcohol volume. Jilly has set out to redefine the drinking experience and is creating a unique opportunity for low proof vodkas to step into the spotlight. Body leads with taste over alcohol by prioritizing premium pure ingredients over ABV. Jilly is helping to shine the spotlight on a shift in drinking culture toward lighter, cleaner, and lower ABV options. I am such a fan of Body. First of all, I'm obsessed with the branding. I've had a bottle of the vodka in my apartment for maybe a year now, and I refuse to drink it for the longest time because it's just so beautiful. It's like become part of my aesthetic. But finally, I had friends over and we drank it, and it's just so nice to know that we can still get that feeling of having a cocktail and having fun with friends, but not having to get drunk. Like, it's so nice to have options coming into the market. I'm such a fan of Jilly. I absolutely loved this conversation with her. Of course, don't drink alcohol if you're under 21 and living in the United States of America. What other things do we need to say for legal reasons? Drink responsibly. All of that. We know the drill. But it is so inspiring to me when people come into not only more male-dominated industries, but also just coming with such a new approach and innovation and beautiful branding and incredible taste. I'm such a fan of everything that Body stands for and what Jilly has done with the brand. Now, let's get on over to my conversation with Jilly.
Welcome to the Woman Inc. podcast. This is the place for the new generation of women looking to lead the life of their absolute dreams. I'm your host, Jenna Toddy, entrepreneur, life coach, and strategist for modern businesswomen and entrepreneurs. I am a city girl, sriracha lover, and that friend who will hype you up when you forget how powerful you truly are. I am on a mission to make Women Inc. the most powerful network of women who are leveling up, owning what they want, and becoming who they've always wanted to be. Have you ever wondered what it would look like if you went all in on yourself, no turning back? If so, you are in the right place, my girl. Let's get started.
Jilly, hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I have the most beautiful bottle of vodka in my apartment because of you.
Love that. We love to hear it.
I'm obsessed. I actually, every time I see it all the time now out in like bars, and I'm like, that's my friend, even though we haven't met yet. I just feel very connected.
That's great.
Okay, so let's get into it. I want to first go back to before starting Body and kind of get into your DJ era and how you just got started in this whole path to begin with.
Well, my first job was at CAA in music marketing. And then I left that and moved to New York 13 years ago to DJ. So I started DJing across the city, and then I did a lot of brand events. And that was like about the time that Instagram was getting popular. So started posting on there. And then those quickly became memes. And then I worked with a bunch of meme accounts. I worked with a bunch of startups growing their Instagram accounts and working on different like viral marketing strategies and connecting influencers, you know, to create content across different accounts. So it was really like always in the content viral space and then sort of like on the edge of the startup space. So I had a lot of knowledge about like marketing and brand prior to starting Body.
I love it. Amazing. I actually had a meeting with someone at CA a couple of days ago and I was just like, tell me everything. I want to know behind the scenes.
It was like, I felt like it was like grad school, except for they just paid us that amount that we would pay for. It was like a post education because you learned a lot. I mean, I learned how to write a really great email, which is very important. How to be very straightforward to the point.
underrated skill.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And then tell us about getting into becoming a DJ.
I always wanted to be in a band, truthfully, and like sing, didn't have those skills. And then I just got turntables and watched a bunch of YouTubes and taught myself how to DJ. I always loved music. I was always the person making the playlist, making the mix CDs, bringing the vibes. So just, you know, started DJing and kind of extended that.
Does Body have an official playlist?
We need to get one. Haven't done that yet.
What?
It's really weird. Well, because when I started Body, it was like very, okay, how do I get this business off the ground? So I didn't really have that much space for the creative side for it. And now I'm able to like kind of focus on that, you know, because the product's launched and this is like our first year and it's doing well. So my brain is now able to like kind of go back a little bit to the creative, but it's a lot of work, you know, getting it off the ground.
Yeah, let's go into that. So can you first walk us through the idea of why you started? And then I want to kind of go through the beginning stages because you're 1 year in and I think that's so helpful to founders and future founders. Like,
yeah, I started it 2 years ago and then we launched at like the end of last year. So we're calling this like our first real year, I would say. I definitely wanted to launch like way sooner. So I kept on being like, we're launched. We weren't really launched at that point. It wasn't available to purchase at that many places. But yeah, so I guess like the first idea that I thought of really was I kind of wanted to take a break from like content because I'd been making it for so long. And I started to invest in a few different startups and I was really interested in either starting a fund, actually more interested in that. But then I just kept on thinking about how there was like no new vodkas and I'm someone that likes to go out, but I don't like love like getting so drunk, you know, but I like to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
So then I started questioning like the proofs of all like hard spirits and like why does it go from like 80 proof to like then, you know, down to 15 and then 5, right? Because like our wine's like 11 to 15, beer and like RTD and cans are like 5 to 8%. I mean, now there's a lot more variety, but back 2 years ago when I was thinking about it, there wasn't as much in the lower space. So I really wanted to create a product that tasted exactly the same as normal vodka, but was just a little bit less alcohol. So you could, you know, have a few drinks if you wanted to without getting so drunk so easily.
And it tastes so good.
Yeah, it's really smooth. It's so funny because like I, you know, will have sometimes martinis that don't have Body in it. It doesn't hit.
It doesn't. No. Your team is so sweet and sent it to me. Someone sent it to me. And I always try things before going on the podcast because I'm like, I can't fake anything. I will never be like, oh, it's so good. And I've said no to a lot of guests, even though I want to meet them. I'm just like, I have to be able to just talk about products I love.
Yeah.
No, it's not like ads or anything. And I was thinking about it and I'm like, I'm the same. I love to go out. I really hate being hungover. But then I get in the moment, I'm like, ooh, let's get another drink. And oh, damn it. Like wake up feeling shitty. So I think it's such a good idea of just less alcohol content.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, it's like a social thing to want to be able to like maybe have two drinks when you're out, if you're like out longer than an hour, right? Or three drinks even. So it's like, why not just have the option to have something later?
Yeah. No, I love it. Okay. So walk us through the first year, especially as a creative, because something I think we don't talk about a lot is as a founder, you don't always get to do what you love in the beginning. And the reason you started is generally like, I love to be creative. I want to build a brand. And then you're doing accounting.
Yeah.
Can you talk about
in the beginning? I mean, for me, because everything I've done, like a lot of different things, like I had a podcast, I did some acting, I've like, you know, really pursued everything that I've ever been interested in. And so a lot of that came with a lot of rejection. So I think like the biggest thing with starting your own business is honestly like being like confident and dealing with the rejection and not being discouraged by any of that. So like I was very used to everyone telling me no and everyone telling me this is the hardest thing, this isn't going to work, blah, blah, blah. So I think just really drowning out all of that noise and like staying in your lane and your vision is super important because I think there's so many voices and everyone has their own opinions and everyone says, do it this way, do that. And I think really, you know, for me, it's always been about like listening to like my intuition of what I feel is like right in that moment. And that like also has to do with who to work with, what agencies to hire. I think like every time I haven't listened to that, it's not gone well. So I think it's really important to, I'd done a lot of like inner work, honestly, before starting the business. And I think that's really what has helped me like stay on track. it's like really just a confidence thing. You know, it's, there's so much you can learn online. You can raise money with, you know, the Y Combinator Safe. There's, you know, tons of legal help you can get online, all of that. You know, there's so many different things you can read and watch to kind of see who to work with and how to start, right? And then it's really just like asking as many questions as possible, connecting with as many people as possible. But it's all, you know, if it is like your first time starting a business, it is new. But I think that also gives you like a fresh perspective that other people aren't bringing to the industry. And that can be like your superpower.
Oof, so good. When you are starting, I feel like everyone just decides to come out and tell you their feelings and perspectives on you starting a business.
Yeah.
And it can be really overwhelming. Okay, so you start Body, and in the beginning stages, did you raise money?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did.
Can you walk through that process of raising?
It's never ending.
Yeah.
I would say the process of raising, I think it's, well, for alcohol, it's a little bit different maybe than other traditional startups. Like every, obviously, genre has their own specific investors that you'd go after. But we targeted a lot of like family offices, I would say, just because of the product that I'm building. And then a lot of people in the industry and a lot of other founders and influencers. So that's kind of what we went after. And then we have a great female-founded VC company that invests in female entrepreneurs. So that's really exciting because it was a great network. It's called Curate Capital. So they've been super supportive. But yeah, I kind of just did a bunch of research on who the best, you know, companies would be to work with.
I love it. Curate Capital's great.
Yeah.
What would you say, looking back now, when you say that they're supportive and a great VC partner, what do you think has ultimately been really important in having that partnership besides the money?
I'd say like the network has been super helpful. And then just being able to like email, call. I think that's like obviously great. And I think just the support, right? Like when you're starting out, you really want to be able to like stick to your vision and you want someone that really believes in that. So I think that's very important.
Yes. Alcohol is such a male-dominated industry. How do you feel like you've been able to break in and really garner respect in this market?
Still probably working on the respect factor.
I respect you.
But I would say that, I don't know. I mean, I think like we're approaching it from a completely different like way that I feel like most alcohol companies are. So I think that, or at least like I would say traditional vodka companies to be more specific. So I think that's where we're able to stand out. And I'm not trying to do things the way that they've already been done. I think people are like interested in the marketing aspect of it, especially accounts. So I think just offering something different has really been able to propel our success.
Yeah, it makes sense. But there's so many rules with alcohol distribution. Yes. And you're not allowed to be the supplier and the distributor. And there's all of these laws. Can you kind of give us like the lay of the land of how you are able to distribute your product to consumers?
Yeah, so we obviously make it a distillery that is our partner, and we have a distributor in the states that we sell in, but you can't sell in states unless you have a distributor. So it's much more challenging to launch, I would say, because you really need to get the distributor behind you, but really you're the one that's still selling and marketing, even though you have a distributor. So it's really just kind of like a middle person that is like helping move the product, but you're really still doing a lot of the work. But it's really important to find like the right distributor that believes in your brand and your company, and that isn't necessarily like the biggest one out there, right? I would say it's better to kind of start with like smaller distributors, especially in the beginning. But it also, you know, you don't have as much control because someone else is also like delivering your product, right? So I think there's just like another layer to that. And you can purchase our product online, but we're not really focused on DTC at all. So it's really like an IRL relationship building community thing, which I really personally love because that's what my background really is in, is like building like online communities, right? So I think like being able to do that and then bring that to life has been really exciting.
Yeah, that makes so much sense because you don't really own your customer, right?
So yeah.
How have you been able to do that? I love how Golden Goose has like their Facebook group of these crazy loyal fans. I love that. How have you been able to build these online communities?
So we work with TYB, which is Ty Haney's new like brand fan platform. So we love that. So we have members can join that. We post all of our events there. We do a lot of giveaways. We'll be doing like a lot more stuff as we expand across the US, like in each specific market. But we do a lot of events. So we have like happy hours every week. We do like a bunch of stuff with different brands. We do a bunch of gifting. So I think just really trying to engage everyone, you know, outside, like kind of building it online, but being like, okay, come have this really great experience at this new restaurant or bar or something like that. So I think that's that's been really fun. And it's, you know, it's like a social night out. It's not really focused on like heavy partying. It's really focused on like meeting people and bringing together like fun groups of people.
Becoming an entrepreneur can be super lonely. I think people don't talk about this a lot. It's you and you in the beginning, and it's challenging every part of you. What is a skill that you feel like you've had to develop that was really important for you to become a successful entrepreneur?
Still working on that, I would say. But I actually started journaling every morning, and I think that's been really nice. I'm not writing like essays by any means, but just like writing down more like empowering statements, right? That have really helped me just honestly be more confident and more self-aware. But I think it's more like the network, right? Like I have a lot of friends that have started businesses, and I make a large effort to connect with other founders and like share information and just be able to like, you know, communicate what's going on with them. And I think that really helps you feel like a lot less alone, because everyone, I mean, it may look like on the outside, everyone is like killing it, but there's always like stuff that people have no idea about, right? So I think it's just nice to be able to get real with people, because I do feel like obviously you want to present an amazing front because you're like, we're doing all this and believe in our business. But it's really, I mean, it's hard for everyone. I don't think it's like a walk in the park for anyone.
It's so hard. And I feel like the brands I've connected with are super transparent about how hard it is.
Yeah.
I want to see the founder laying on the floor. Fuck, how are we going to get all of these orders shipped and our truck is thing and like all the things that go down.
Definitely.
What are you most excited about in the future of Building Body?
I'd just say our expansion. Like we started out just in New York, and now we're in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Texas. And then we'll expand to the rest of the East Coast, which I'm really excited about, being able to grow our community. Like those things are really exciting to me. And I love like working with, I'm like a big food person. So it's like really fun to, you know, work with all the different restaurants and kind of like collab. You know, we did the espresso martini donut with Wild Air, which was like really cute. So I love being able to like bring kind of like food into the mix with the product. But yeah, I think just like continuing to do that and expand is really exciting to me.
So exciting. Can we talk about your team? How big is your team?
My team is pretty small. So there's three of us, which is pretty crazy. But we do have salespeople across the US that are kind of with our partners. So internally, it's about three. And then we are definitely going to be hiring a lot more people.
Well, I mean, how amazing is that? I think that's so inspiring, because most people listening are in beginning stages of building. So that's always something I hear is, I just can't, how am I supposed to hire this like huge team where I haven't raised money yet? I don't have money to pay anyone. So no, I think that's incredible. What are the positions?
We're definitely be hiring a head of sales. So I'm really excited about that, because right now it's kind of just been myself and the team doing like sales and marketing. So very excited to hire that. And then ambassadors across the markets that we're in.
And what team members do you have right now?
So we have a head of events and talent, and then a head of marketing.
Okay. Those are important. And then like freelance.
We all do sales as well. So it's really, no one has a title.
We're all in it. Yes.
We're all like working together and just trying to do as much as we can.
Yeah.
And then I do have a lot of actually consultants that we work with as well. I work with a CFO consultant, and we have a few different sales consultants as well. So
yeah,
it's like a whole team, and then a tasting agency and a design agency and all that. So it's much larger, but the internal team is smaller.
It's freelancers. Yeah, I think that's amazing. It's never been a better time, I think, to start a business as far as how many different automations you can have within your team of like agencies and freelancers. Like you don't need an accountant anymore. It's like you can outsource that very easily. Love it. Okay. So when starting a business, we kind of touched on this, but obviously it can be kind of draining and overwhelming. How do you feel like you've been able to take time for yourself and get into your power?
Well, I really didn't, honestly, for 2 years until 2 months ago. So I would definitely recommend doing that, having a way to do that. I didn't. And I think it was really, I probably should have. But now it's like the journaling, the baths. I'm not very bad at meditating, but I'll listen to the meditations and just try. But I think it's like a lot of that internal work, to be honest. And like exercise, I didn't really exercise for a while when starting as well. So I was very overwhelmed like when I first started it. And it was like, I didn't feel like I had a minute to myself to even think. So now I do have like more space, which is nice. But I think just allowing yourself to have that space is good too.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
It's not just good, I guess, necessary. And
yes, that's true. I probably saved me a lot of, if I did it sooner, I think I would have, you know, maybe, I don't know, who knows, but definitely it's a priority that I didn't have for a while.
I think we're taught you have to move fast. Speed is something that's drilled in us. And I'm the same way. I'll push myself to the limit. And when I move in flow state and slowly and calmly, I always feel like I am able to actually get more done. Do you find that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also it's, you know, I used to go to a lot of workout classes. So then when I like didn't really have time, like I stopped working out. But now I've just been like working out mainly at my house, even just for 30 minutes doing like the Sculpt Society or Tracy Anderson stuff. And that's been amazing. But it's, you know, I think just open yourself up to different things that maybe weren't part of your old routine, but could become like part of a new routine is really good. Like my journaling takes 3 to 5 minutes. Like it's not that much work, you know, and I won't exercise for an hour. Maybe it's just 30 minutes, right? But it's still that thing that like makes me feel good and I'm in touch with my body that way. And I think that's like really important.
What is a typical day in the life at this point?
So I wake up, I have a dog. So I take my dog for a little walk and coffee. And then I do my little exercise. The team comes to my house at 10 and we usually just, we'll do 10 to 4. And then we all go to the accounts that we need to go to because we work a lot at night. So we have events or we have account visits or sales or that. But there is, I would say that a lot of days, that's if we're all, you know, together, but we travel a lot. Everyone's, you know, the Hamptons are coming. Summer's coming, I should say, not the Hamptons.
Hamptons is coming.
So Hamptons can be pretty big for us. So like we've been going out there every week to sell. So like it really just depends. It's not really, I mean, it's not a desk job really, right? It's important that we're like together and brainstorming, but a lot of it is out of the office work. So it's good to have a home base and then be able to get everything that we need to get done.
I'll be in the Hamptons a lot this summer. So you put me to work. Right. I'll sling some bodies.
Maison clothes will be there.
Yeah. So you were just talking about your day in life and I was thinking your team is super dedicated because it's a lot of work in the beginning, especially when you're not on the founder level. How do you feel like you've been able to get people on board your mission and get them to dedicate their career and trust in you as a founder?
Well, I think it's really like our mission, I guess, at this point, right? I mean, my team is amazing and they're so valuable and they have so many amazing thoughts, ideas, brand building, sales, everything that just makes the business better. So I think like we really work together as a team and we're all like on the same level working for the same thing, which is really nice. We're all like working towards like the same goal. And I think, I don't know, it's just like a really fun environment. Like we all have so much fun and it's, I don't know. It's just great.
It's the best. Amazing.
I could not be luckier.
Having fun is very underrated in the office. Like your team has to vibe well.
Yeah. But it's, you know, we're selling vodka, right? Like we're not, it's not like we're, you know, so it's got to be fun, right?
It has to be. Okay. Walk us through the next year. What would be, if you were to fast forward a year from now, what would be something that you would be so excited to be able to share that you guys have accomplished?
So I would say the expansion, and then we're really building out like our content arm. So we're going to start like producing a lot of our own shows, podcasts and stuff on the Body Network. So working with a lot more talent, I'd say, and just like really growing the brand.
How do you feel like the influencer world is at this point? Is it still the right move to do influencer partnerships?
Well, I feel like everyone's kind of an influencer at this point, right? So it doesn't really, you know, I mean, there's people that have like larger followings, but that doesn't really mean that they're going to be like the most effective, right? I think it's really about the person that you're working with. So I think like for us, like we work with a variety of different people and just like to work with nice, genuine humans. And I think that's always what we want to continue working with. But I think for me, it's we really, and well, for Body, we want to grow the Body community, right? So I think that, you know, hopefully anyone will host Body Happy Hours, right? Like it doesn't matter whether you have a million followers or 2,000, you know?
Yes. I love it. More like community building.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Jillie, thank you so much. I have one more question for you, which is what would be your number one piece of advice for a woman who's starting her own business?
just goes back to the confidence. Just, you know, be delusional. That's it. And go for it. You know, when I first wanted to make vodka, I called all these distilleries and they all hung up on me, you know, but it's like, who cares?
Who cares? Keep going.
Exactly. So I think that's it. So just like really push yourself. It's almost like you're, you know, you're running a marathon. You know what I mean? So you just have to keep going.
Love it. So good. Thank you so much.
It's great to meet you.
So good to meet you.